More you talk now.
Hey, we have got an interesting show. Very interesting show. I mean, I don't get this. Snowflakes, grief, spaghetti. Now, I get spaghetti and meatballs. I get that part of it. I kind of get the snowflakes thing, but I don't know how grief runs in there. But that's what we're talking about tonight. Interesting topic.
It is. And anybody joining us, it will be explained throughout the show. So
good. I hope you will explain it for me, too. I kind of sort of get an idea. But when I kind of brought up this subject, you said, well, you could talk about grief in lots of ways. What are those ways we can talk about grief? Because that's really what this is, but it's from a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things people go through. Everything from, you know, loss of friendships, loss of romantic partners, loss of family members, loss of, in this time, loss of normalcy. Because we have lost normalcy and people don't know how to deal with that. A loss of a pet, you know, a loss of, like for younger people, like loss of school. School is in a whole new, you can't go to school anymore. You lost school.
Like, it's crazy. And there's a real battle going on with going to school. I mean, some people are saying, hey, we're opening the doors. Other people are saying, no, we're not doing that, you know. And some people say, oh, come on, pets. But your brother, if I remember correctly, didn't he just have a situation with a pet?
Yeah, he lost his dog, and it's been really hard. It takes time. It's been about 2 weeks, and it's still really rough on them, so...
Well, hey, let's jump back into this. Somebody just, one of our audience members said that they cried because they miss campus. And that's okay. I mean, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to have sorrow because it comes in different ways. And whether it's school or sports or job or normalcy, I don't know if I can use that term for me because I'm not very normal. But seriously, I mean, I think we're all kind of going crazy. We'd like to get back to campus. You know, to be with our friends and to be back in school and sports and games and all that kind of stuff. It's you know, maybe some are separated from their family, you know, and that's a hard thing to do too. I mean, any kind of loss is hard. It's difficult. Now, I need you, Katie, to explain on the show today this whole thing of snowflakes. I mean, it's like 90 plus degrees in SoCal today. I'm not thinking about snowflakes. And grief is kind of in there. And spaghetti and meatballs, that's making me hungry. But okay, now here's somebody who said, I feel cheated because we don't get to do the hands-on labs, which is true. I mean, that's something that, you know, to actually be in there in that laboratory doing what you need to do. Yep. So, okay, we got spaghetti and meatballs. I'm getting hungry. I don't want to keep saying that. And we have grief and we have snowflakes. Katie, unpack, how is grief like these different things?
Yeah, I thought this was really interesting. We decided this was the topic for the show. I did a little research, just really simple, easy ways to like understand grief and you know, loss and emotions. And one of the things that came up was grief is like a snowflake. So snowflakes, like there's all kinds of snowflakes, like, you know, we're all snowflakes, you know. we're all individuals and we're all snowflakes.
Okay, because like, you know, there's no two snowflakes alike.
No.
They're all unique. Okay, so that's the whole thing. So every person's grief then, am I going the right direction here, is unique.
Grief is, everybody grieves. So that's where we're all snowflakes. Like everybody goes through grief and goes through loss. But snowflakes are all unique and different, and we're all unique and different in how we deal with grief, how we deal with our emotions, how we deal with the loss. So that's how grief is like a snowflake and how we're like a snowflake. So that's where I got that from.
No, I like that. And I think it's important. Let me just interject something here. I think it's important. If you see somebody, you have a friend or family member, and you go, oh, come on, you know, you're all upset over this dog. Well, it's a unique situation, or you're all upset about not being able to go on campus, or you're upset about labs or a job or sports or whatever it happens to be. I think we need to back up and until it happens to us and say, We all are. And the snowflake thing, it gives you a handle to remember it, you know, where you can say, hey, this is different.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, oh, I went through that same exact thing. Well, but you didn't experience it in the same way, because we all experience it. We may go through the same exact loss. Like, we may all lose a pet. You know, we may have gone through a loss of friend. We may have gone through a parent's divorce, you know, but we all experience it different. We all deal with it different. So you can't say, oh, I know exactly what you're feeling, because you don't know exactly how that person is feeling.
Well, if you're talking to somebody then about it, can you say, I don't know exactly what you're going through, but I understand it can't be easy, something like that.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that more with people, say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for what you're going through. I can't say that I've been through that or I really understand it, but I get that it's upsetting you and I want to be here for you, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Or if you've been through it, you can say, you know, I relate to what you're going through because I experienced that, but I don't know exactly what you're feeling. So, you know, you can talk to me about that or, you know, how are you feeling? How are you doing in this?
Sure.
Like, I'm here for you. I've been through it, but I don't know exactly how you're coping with it, how you're dealing with it.
Because I think that's important. I really do. And we'll talk a little bit more about that before the end of the show, is what can we do to help somebody? If you're going through grief and sorrow, loss, we want to give you some thoughts. If you aren't, there's a way that you can help others. You know, this whole concept that you talk of going mad, making a difference. All right, let's move on from the snowflakes to one of my favorite dishes, spaghetti and meatballs. How does that, I'm racking my brain, and how does that work?
All right, so I thought this was a really cool illustration. So you think about it, like you think about your grief and your emotions and the amount of trauma you went through as like a plate of spaghetti and meatballs. Mm. So how full your plate is the amount of trauma you went through and how bad the experience that caused the trauma you went through was. Ooh. So if you just have a little bit of pasta on your plate, you know, you went through something, but it wasn't life-changing traumatic. If your plate is full of pasta, what you went through, it was very traumatic, very life-changing, and it's going to take longer to deal with than just a half a plate full of pasta.
Hmm.
So that's where that is. And then the sauce.
Okay, the pasta sauce.
The amount of sauce
the gravy.
You have. Yes, the gravy. The amount of sauce you have on your noodles is the amount of grief you're feeling.
Oh.
So if you have just a little bit, then it's like, yes, I went through something. I'm a little sad, but I'll get through it. You know, I'll be over it in a week. If you have a lot of sauce, then you're really dealing with something and it's going to take you a lot longer to get through it.
Huh. Interesting.
And then the meatballs depict your emotions. So your pain, your hurt, your frustration, however many meatballs you have, those are the emotions you're feeling through this trauma that you're grieving through.
Hmm. Okay, let's back up, rewind here just for a minute so that I make sure I have it in my mind. Okay, the pasta, the more pasta you have, the more spaghetti noodles or penne or whatever it happens to be, is the grief, the event then that has caused the grief.
The event that has the trauma or the event that you've gone through that has created the grief and the emotions you're feeling.
And you can feel that. I mean, interesting what just happened within the last week is the death of one of the stars of Glee. And I felt bad. I'm not sure if I was grieving or it was the sorrow for the loss of a very talented individual, but even more so, a little four-year-old son
who's
going to be without a mom. And yet you look at some of the, Naya Rivera is the one, and you look at some of the other stars of Glee, and it really has hit them heavy. I know Michelle Lee and others have just, you know, come out going, man, I'm just, you know, and of course there was that hope beyond hope that she would be found alive. You know, and I think we all did. I mean, we're all kind of rooting for that, going, wow. I mean, this was a week that we lost a whole bunch of celebrities.
Yeah,
John Travolta's wife, you know, who was also a very gifted actress. rapper, and you know, we can go right down the list of all these different people. So from a celebrity standpoint, we still can feel grief. We may not have as much pasta then on our plate for somebody like that, correct?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So I think the closer you are to the event, how bad it was, you know, if it was somebody you truly loved or just somebody you knew through somebody else or something you personally experienced, it all varies.
Maybe you've lost somebody to the COVID virus. Maybe it was just an elderly grandparent that you lost. So that pasta, then, if we think in those terms, is the size of that trauma. And that trauma can be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely huge. And then the sauce again, the Italians, we call it gravy. What are you talking about, gravy? Yeah, no, that's what it's really called, okay? It's not sauce, it's gravy. Okay, so the sauce, the gravy. What was that again?
That is the amount of grief you're feeling. So the more sauce you have on your noodles, that's the more grief you're suffering from the event that you went through.
So in a situation like that, with the sauce, the gravy, we ought to be careful if we have a friend or a family member who's grieving in sorrow, that we don't pull the thing, hey, come on, get over it, let's move on. Because that amount of sauce then is going to determine really the grieving time, maybe?
Yeah, and like we said, you have to be careful because you may have gone through the exact same thing, but you have no idea how they're really feeling.
No.
And
no, that's
you
true.
Know, you may be able to get over it in 6 months. The person who went through the exact same thing may not be able to get over it for a year and a half. I mean, everybody's grieving process is different. And you can't, the worst thing you can say is you should have been over it by now, really? Like, you're still grieving that? Like, don't ever say that to somebody because we all go through a process. Everybody grieves in one form or another. And some people take longer to get through it than other people.
So if it does take longer, I mean, it could take months, it could take years, but it seems like there should be a growth thing happening too in the process of this, right? I mean, you're still grieving weeks, maybe months later, but you haven't stood still. You're beginning to move, you're beginning to function. And I think there's always going to be that pain in your heart, whether it's a pet that you lost, like your brother did, or a mom, a best friend, or even a relationship. You know, you wanted that relationship so much, so long, and bam, that thing is gone. I mean, you finally get it, and then it's gone. And that, in one sense, I think it's important that we grieve and have sorrow in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Because that couldn't that inhibit, I mean, relationship, for example. You lose a relationship, that could inhibit you from having a healthy new one, could it not?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to take that with you. You don't want to take that.
No.
Sauce with you to the next plate of pasta.
No.
That sounds kind of weird.
Like you said, you have to go through the grieving process. That's healthy. Like you have to go through that to grow and get through it. You can't be stuck in that.
No.
And it's very unhealthy if you never grieve the issue that you're trying to deal with, because you'll just be stuck in this state where you just can't move on. You can't get any better. Like, you have to grieve, but also, I mean, some people never get over stuff. They just learn to deal with it and move on. But like you said, they always remember it. They always think about it. But you do have to do it healthy. You know, you want to encourage whoever, if you know somebody grieving, you want to kind of encourage them. Like, if you've noticed, like, they haven't cried, they haven't talked about it, they're not dealing with it, you want to kind of encourage them to deal with the issue. And do it in a healthy way, because you have to go through that process to grow and get over it and move on and become better. But you also don't want to rush through it either.
No.
So it's all, I mean, it's a very delicate process when you think about it.
Well, and listening to you, you know, in our conversation, it seems to me you need to have someone, if you have experienced this traumatic loss, whatever it happens to be and whatever the degree of trauma, wouldn't it make sense to have somebody help you guide you through this?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Some people want to deal with it on their own. Like, they've found healthy ways to deal with it, and they'll talk about it after they've dealt with it and say, hey, you know, I journaled, I exercised, I found ways to deal with my emotions. Like,
I picked up my instrument again. Yeah. I started playing my music again and stuff. So
yeah. And then some people really need that support and that push. They just can't get through it without somebody there really helping them. Like some people, you literally have to talk through the process of grieving and say, you know, like, do we really need to deal with this? Like, I haven't heard you talk about it. Do you want to try to talk about it? You know, do you want me to get you a journal so you can journal it? Do you want to go do a yoga class? You want to go for a walk? Like, let's you know, deal with this so we can get healthy and move on. And so that is a very practical point. Some people need ways.
So if you're listening to us now and you're hurting, you've had this traumatic loss, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask everybody. I'm not one like that. I don't want to share everything with everybody. There's key people that I would go to if I was going through a traumatic situation. But don't be afraid to ask somebody for help. And if you're hurting, let's say if you're not hurting and you go to a friend and say, hey, I want to help, I want to be here for you, don't be turned off when they say, hey, not right now. Maybe it's the kind of thing where you say, hey, I'm here for you. And periodically you check in with them. And some of you say, oh, man, I could never do that because I can't talk. You don't have to. I remember when a good buddy of mine's wife died of cancer. And I mean, I'm like a word master. You know, I talk for a living, and whether it's on this or events or whatever. And I went to his house. And I know, Katie, this is going to shock you, so I hope you're sitting down. In 2+ hours of conversation, it was very one way. I probably said maybe 6 words.
Wow.
He just needed somebody to listen to, you know, him. And we shed tears together. I was sharing tears with him because I hurt for him, you know. I mean, he had this huge plate of pasta and a lot of gravy and meatballs there. And I had never, and I never have experienced that kind of loss. You know, I mean, lost his best friend. But anyway, I think there needs to be some give and take, but don't be afraid, guys, to ask for help. And by the way, you can ask us, okay? That's why we're here. Katie, how can people reach us if they need somebody to talk to or interact with or whatever?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways. You can send us a direct message on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Any of those, you can send us a message on there. You can text us, text the word UTalk with whatever you want to say to 411-247. You can go on our website, utalkradio.com, and you can call us. But I think the emails and the direct messages are an easier way to get directly to us right away. So
they are, but you know, they certainly could call it. The number is 855-508-UTalk, the letter U, T-A-L-K. Chances are you'll have to leave a message, but we will get back to you. And you know what, guys? It's confidential. We're here for you. You Talk is all about you talking to us. Whether it's me, Katie, Larissa, who couldn't be with us tonight, please reach out. Don't sit there by yourself, okay? And sometimes it's easier, don't you think, Katie, to reach out to somebody who you don't quite know as well? I mean, you know us if you've been listening to the show, watching the show, but you don't know us. So sometimes that's a little easier to reach out to somebody and say, hey, I'm hurting. I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to keep going. I really need some help. And we're here for you. We really are. We'll give you that information before we say goodbye at the end of the show. But guys, reach out, you know, and we're all about making a difference at UTalk. We often refer to it as, are you mad? Are you making a difference? And a great way to make a difference, especially in the situation we're living in right now, where everything is just turned upside down. There's no normalcy. It's crazy. Reach out, you know, I mean, it's you may not be able to physically be with somebody. Text them, call them, FaceTime them, Zoom, Skype, whatever it is you want to do, reach out. Don't just sit there, you know, reach out, because you'd be surprised what a great help you can be. And, you know, it's been an encouragement for me when I've reached out to a friend who said, man, I didn't know how I was going to make it. You know, it's we've got to find good, healthy ways. If you're a person of faith, turn to your faith, because that is such a foundational thing for many people. And sometimes it's easy to say, well, you kind of push that to the back. But for those who are people of faith, that comes to the front, you know. So find a friend, turn to your faith, journal, find a way to, don't ignore it. Please, guys, don't ignore it, because it's not going to go away, okay? It's not going to just disappear like that. You've got to deal with it, because the longer you let that plate of pasta with the gravy and the meatballs sit there, the worse it's going to be, okay? Because you don't want to eat a plate of pasta and gravy and meatballs that's 3 days old that's been sitting on the counter, okay? That is not going to be nice, okay? So find a way to deal with it. And again, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether you want a little distance like you would have with us, we just encourage you to reach out to us, because that's why we're here. Katie, once again, how do they do that?
Yes, so you can send us a direct message on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll respond to all of them. You can text us, text the word UTalk with your whatever you want to tell us to 411-247. You can send us messages through our website, utalkradio.com, and you can also call us.
855-508, the letter U, followed by talk, T-A-L-K. And Katie, once again, social media handle is?
At UTalk Radio.
So that's
across
that's
the board.
Kind of
yep.
Across the board. That's everything out there. That's how you can reach us. We hope this has been a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement. We know it's kind of a microcosm compared to what a lot of you are going through or may go through. And, you know, that's kind of, I want to remind you, you may say, hey, no big deal for me. I'm not worried about it. Oh, it's coming. Okay. The difference is going to be the snowflake, okay, because it will be individual, and it's different for each one of us, even though it's the same. And you may have a smaller plate of pasta and not as much sauce and meatballs, gravy, I should say, or it could be ginormous, but trust me, it's coming. And I'm not out to be doom and gloom or anything like that. I'm kind of a crazy guy, as most of you know, but life is life.
Yeah,
you know,
and everybody will experience grief in one form or way or another at some point in their life. Some people experience it more than others, but everybody will go through something and experience grief at one point or another.
Everybody does. So, hey, thanks for being with us.
Bye.
This is UTalk Radio.